Okay, not a lot to report. It was windy and chilly out there, which was great. I thought we had a good day of practice. That was a little bit better than yesterday. We did a lot of third down. That was an emphasis. And we'll do a bunch of red zone tomorrow, and hopefully by then we can wrap it up and be ready to play a football game. So with that, I'll open it up.
How do you determine what's a good practice, what's a better practice? Like, what were you looking for?
Truly it is. I mean, you can't see everything, so I don't know until I go in and watch the tape whether it's the mistakes or techniques, where they were. It's probably all more the tempo. We didn't have to repeat as many plays, but that has been an emphasis. We're going to try to get the football right, so if we don't get it right the first time, we'll go back and do it again. So, the guys have been great.
How much time are you spending with the offense this week? Or are you just kind of letting
Sully? Yeah, not as much. In a perfect situation, I would have had time. It would have been an off season. But I think it's smart. I'm trusting the offensive coaches going forward. Now, I got a summary of everything early in the week, and another summary at the end of the week, and we'll piece it all together and have three phases ready to go on Sunday.
And do you find yourself almost having to catch yourself, like remind yourself when you're out there, you're not just the defensive coordinator?
You know, that hadn't been that much of a problem. What I have to remind myself is I'm functioning as the head coach because I start to venture over to the defense. The staff has been great because it's a little bit different for them, too. And I think the players have functioned pretty well.
Ben's not part of that offensive mix anymore, so Sully's taking on more responsibility, I assume. And are you looking at anyone else to sort of help him out? And who do you look at?
Well, I mean, they all work together. But even prior, you know, if I got it right, again, I stay in my lane, so I didn't have my nose in anybody else's business. But from, you know, the last 2 or 3 weeks, Mike has really assumed most of that role. I'm sure with input from Ben, I don't know that for sure. But I'm pretty confident in what the coaches are doing right now. I popped my head in there and some of the offensive moves yesterday. And those guys function well together. We've got a lot of experience over there.
How much are you coordinating with Eli? Because that's something Ben, you know, he worked a lot with Eli.
I told Eli at the end, tomorrow's Friday. The way I've normally dealt the head coaching schedule is as I get into Friday a little bit later and early Sunday morning, I'll have some time with Eli. Talk about game management. But, you know, Eli's been in this business. He's got a lot of experience under his belt, and so has Mike. So I'm going to rely on those guys heavily for certain things.
What's the point for Saturday? I know in the past you've done a launch day at 80%. I would imagine if you're practicing 3 weeks straight,
tomorrow will be won't be a very long practice, but it will be similar today in tempo. And then Saturday will be your conventional really walkthrough. We won't have helmets on. But we'll walk through offensive and defensive plays. We'll do some situational football. There'll be some special teams in there. And I'm trying to get my ability to do this.
You said yesterday you brought out your 6-page report to yourself.
Yeah.
From the Rams days. Was there anything on top of the list that you said, this is what I've got to do if I get the job again?
I was trying to think of something funny here. It was going to be related to you guys, but I can't come up with anything. No, not really. You know, I'd have to go back. I didn't look at it last night. It was a couple of days ago, and I went through it pretty quick. But there'll be enough in there. I guarantee you there'll be enough in there. But, look, you learn as you go. There'll be things I'll learn this week that I didn't recognize the last time. I just feel blessed to be going through it in a lot of ways, and even though it is as tough as it is. And I just deeply believe for our players and staff and myself that the way God works, something could work.
Has there been a big change in terms of just things settling down a little bit for the last 24 hours? You talked about the first 60 hours were kind of crazy.
If you compare it to the Monday, Tuesday hours.
Obviously.
I can't even explain it to y'all. It's a difficult thing to go to because there's emotions and there's people involved. Real. It's real. And yet, we know we're in a big business and we have to move forward, so we're trying to do that. And I think the guys have functioned pretty well. You know, we got a little bit more work to do with meetings this afternoon. I think that's important. Get them some rest tonight, put them in tomorrow, get a quick practice.
Do you look at the next
game management stuff, timeouts, challenges? Yeah. I mean, were you part of that?
Oh, yeah. Here?
Yeah.
No, that was a head coach's role, and Ben did a great job of that. But that's all part of the challenge. I mean, I'm fortunate that I've gone through it before. Now, look at every game's different. Every situation's different. You got to go with your gut. You got to use the guys around you, and we'll do that. And hopefully, we'll make decision factor.
Normally, I would imagine on a given week you want to stay even keel. You don't want to put too many emotions in it. But here you can't ignore the emotions. You talked about, you know, every ounce you've got putting into Saturday. I know you probably haven't thought about after Sunday, excuse me.
Yeah.
But is everything about Sunday and then Sunday
right now,
night you kind of exhale
then,
and say,
you
all
take
right.
a deep breath and move on to the next one. I got scolded last night because Maria said I better get home and get more sleep. but she's right. I mean, she is right. That's a big mistake I can make. You know, because you got to work more and work more. But I'm going to give everything I got and do that and get through the Sunday's game. And then you just reload, take a deep breath, and get ready to do it again for the next one.
You know, are you worried about the team crashing, I guess, a little bit at some point on Sunday game day? Because you're putting so much into it in such a short period of time.
No,
and then...
I didn't know that's what you were asking. I don't feel that. I don't feel like we're overexerting them. I really don't. You're talking about in terms of the way the practice
the
is
emotions.
Playing?
The emotions of the week.
Well, that,
everything is about
playing,
Sunday,
you know,
Sunday, Sunday. What happens, you know, third quarter Sunday where... Now the emotions, you kind of dig into that tank to find.
Well, I will say this, that the way I've always functioned in this league, and I'm just being honest, I would hope that every week everything goes into that game. Really, you know, in all honesty, you do put everything. I mean, they're all important. There's only 16. Hopefully it doesn't happen. Hopefully you have enough juice going forward. But it has been a little drained.
Where is Eli Apple?
Two more right now.
Eli's had... It's been back and it's been, you know, hip and groin. It just doesn't feel right now. So it's a day-to-day thing. Really.
How about Jason?
Where's Sterling Shepard? I mean, he seems to be going in the right direction and Pugh in the other direction. What do you
have
on
that?
That'd
be a good assessment. Yep. I talked to Justin yesterday and he went out there and it just didn't. I think he went and had another MRI. I don't have any information back on that. But Sterling Shepard is headed in a positive direction. He did some things today, so hopefully we'll get him back. Not on
the and Jason's hand? How much of a concern is that?
Yeah, now we haven't done a lot with him this week because we don't want to stick that in there, but we're hopeful that he'll be able to go. We'll see what we can do.
That's his damaged hand, right? The one that's sort of damaged.
You mentioned the emotion and dealing with real people. Was the gut call to go to Eli Manning, that any of that have to do with that part of it? Either like on the player side or like, you know, you reading kind of the emotion of the team and what you felt was necessary?
I guess it's all wrapped into that. But consciously, I wasn't thinking like that. I just wanted to do what I thought was best for the team as a coach. And it probably comes with a little bit of my experience with Eli. You know, all that was kind of wrapped into it. And look, we made the decision. We're going to go forward. I think the guys have functioned well with it. I thought they were... But the offense functions pretty good. There's some things that I know a little bit.
Okay.